Hello everyone, welcome back. This is your boy Kabelo Tladi here, one half of the Let God Set the Tone podcast at your service today. 2024, guys. Yeah, it's definitely been a while, and we appreciate your patience throughout this period of silence. Yeah, life has been doing life things, and me and Percy have been taking this time to sort out some things in our own personal lives. But anyway, let me get right into it. Just as a side note, we would definitely love and appreciate more feedback from you guys, whether be it in the comment section of whatever platform you use to listen to the podcast, or our email address, letgodsetthetone@gmail.com. whatever thoughts or whatever wisdom and knowledge you might have that you want to share with us, we would be more than happy to hear from you guys, that we can learn and grow from one another, because we want this to be an interactive experience, if that makes sense. But yeah, let me get right into it. No such thing as a person who doesn't serve God. That's a controversial statement, to say the least. But for a moment, I will challenge you to think about it a second or two, and it will slowly reveal itself to you that, especially looking at people who say or claim that they do not believe in God or serve God in any way, if you think of your life as a hierarchy of priorities that give you meaning, for Christians, in the highest place is God, and it trickles down from that hierarchy into everyday life, step by step, layer by layer, and everything goes into that hierarchical sense of meaning from you all the way up to God. And if you take God away from that, something else will take that highest place at his expense. And at your expense as well. Just some quick examples. For certain people, everyday people, things like status, money, substance, beauty, and desire can become that highest thing that basically takes over every aspect of their life. Whether they are conscious of it or not, but pretty much your actions are the way in which you truly worship God. The way in which you live your life, that is true worship. So if you look at, for example, Kabelo's life, and when you assess it, for example, let's say I'm an atheist, and when you assess it, I have put status in the highest place of my priority. And every action that I take and every decision that I make is in accordance to my obtaining of status. So status has become my God, and I will sacrifice whatever I need to sacrifice, do whatever I need to do to serve this God, which I have put in the highest place. And the same is true for things like money, which is self-explanatory, that people can believe that money is what gives their life meaning. And that is where I feel we go off to the side of the road, that whatever these things which are in the highest place, which are not supposed to be, we use these things as a sense of meaning for our lives, and God gives us meaning. So if you replace God with something else, that thing is what gives you meaning. But the problem with that is these things aren't sustaining in any way. Your thirst isn't quenched in any way. All you are doing is draining yourself in the service of something that doesn't even fulfill you, in a sense. Because it is that constant need reattain that feeling or that desire or whatever it is that you have put in the highest place that will show you that it is never truly enough. You can get all that money, get that good money. It is never enough. You need your next fix. Same thing with substance. Like I said before, normally people who fall down the path of addiction will put whatever substance in the highest place and they sacrifice whatever they need to. They will work as hard as anyone else to obtain this thing. This thing is of the highest priority to them. And that is what has taken over in the life as a god. And they are not conscious of it, but like I said, if you think about it, even in our own lives, there's certain things which we prioritize excessively. And it takes a lot of humility to be able to pray about it and ask for guidance and to be able to check yourself and be like, nope, I've given this thing or whatever it is too much importance in my life. It needs to be put back right into its proper place. Things like money is something that should serve you and not the other way around. And things like desire, you will see this in the lives of people who pursue hedonistic short-term gratification. It is constant in the same way that you constantly need that fix. It is constant. It is, I will worship whatever feeling I am going through right now. And the impulse of that feeling takes the utmost importance, which is the sacrifice of self-control and the sacrifice of the relationships around you and your life in general. Because these things are all consuming. Wow, I really wish I could go deeper and deeper into it, but yeah, I want to do this topic with my partner Percy in a deeper sense, in a longer format conversation, so that we can rather go into them deeper and further explain them in a way that I want to. But I'm checking myself and trying to keep this short as possible. And I appreciate your time very, very much. I challenge you to check your priorities. Check the hierarchy of your priorities in your life. The hierarchy which you have almost self-imposed in your own mind of whatever is most valuable or whatever is of most important to you. And this is a constant lifelong thing that you will constantly need to check yourself on. Fix, repent, pull yourself back, and put things in their proper place. But like I said, I will go deeper in this topic with my partner Percy, and I thank you for your time today. Have a blessed Sunday. Once again, this is your boy Kabelo Tladi at your service. Peace and love, guys. Peace and love.